I returned on Tuesday back to Minnesota after our high school trip to Ohio, and it was a great, great trip. I hope Father Johnson treated you well last weekend while I was away. I see some nods. But it was a great trip to be with many of our high school students, some who are even here tonight. We had 31 high school students, I believe, and then a handful of chaperones. And there were a lot of good, proud father moments for me on the trip, just being able to be with our youth at different moments of their journey. On the way down, you'll see on the front of the bulletin tonight, we stopped at the University of Notre Dame. So you've got that touchdown Jesus photo right there on the front cover, everybody putting their arms in the air. I remember doing the same thing when I was in college with some friends of mine in campus ministry, so it was good to revisit again. Of course, Cedar Point Amusement Park coming on the way back. The roller coasters were awesome, but it wasn't even the best part of the trip. It was good, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't the best part. You might even ask the teens who went, what was the best part for you? One of the best parts for me was the joy of our group, was how joyful everyone was all throughout our 6 days together, even through challenging moments, not much sleep, not much food, long bus rides, sleeping on gym floors. There were some challenges in doing a trip like this. But something that profoundly impacted me was the joy of our group. How we were all together in it, receiving the Lord, receiving deep graces and talking about those so freely. And I was meditating on this and thinking, what was it about that joy? What was the source? Where was that joy coming from? And I thought of two areas: freedom and friendship. Freedom and friendship. I think those were two great sources of the joy our group experienced on that youth conference pilgrimage. First, freedom. I think there was just a freedom of our group and at the conference to be who we were. No pressures. We were all there in it together. And there was a freedom there to be where we were and to be who we were and to receive in freedom the graces Jesus wanted for us. I saw chains just falling from our youth. Both nights of the conference, all the priests at the conference and I, we were in the confessional till after midnight. There were over 1,000 students at the conference. 92% of them went to confession. And they were waiting in line for hours to do it. Can you imagine high school students who are that eager to be freed, to let the chains fall, chains and things that they carried for a long time, things that were really heavy. And on the other side of that, wow, the joy they experienced from the freedom that they tasted. I think that was first and foremost that source of their joy, the freedom they found in Christ, freedom to pray, freedom to praise, freedom to enjoy and practice their faith in a body. And secondly, friendship. The friends that we made on that trip, or maybe friends that we came on the trip with. There's a great joy that comes with friendship, right? I've never found a person to say, I have too many friends. You'll never hear me say that. Friendship is a source of great joy, and especially friendship that's rooted in the truth of our faith and the truth of Jesus, that we can walk these profound moments of conversion and freedom together, that friendship is deeply impactful for us. And it motivates us to continue in that joy. I don't have to be ashamed of it. I don't have to be afraid of accusation. I can just be joyful when I have other friends who are joyful with me and participating in these same mysteries. And I share part of our trip with you because you were with us on our trip too. You know, when a body is connected, it's united, it has communion with all of its members. So even though maybe only 40 of us went on this trip, you're connected to the graces that we received, graces of joy and freedom and friendship. And they're graces that continue to be alive in us. And I hope you get to talk to some of the teens and some of the chaperones who went on the trip. But these themes of joy and freedom and friendship, I see all throughout our readings this weekend, and really a message that the Lord has for each of us, whether you went on this conference or not. The Lord invites us to this same place. Even in the opening prayer, we hear our invoking God, fill your faithful with holy joy. Lord, fill me with joy. I want to rejoice in you. Even throughout all the readings, we heard, rejoice, rejoice, Jerusalem. Your heart shall rejoice. Let the earth cry out to God with joy. And even those 72 who went off and proclaimed the gospel, what did they do? They came back rejoicing. That there's a joy that comes in being in union with the Lord. There's a joy to be celebrated and to be asked for. We want to stake our lives on that joy. That joy that comes from freedom and friendship. That first prayer again, when we ask the Lord to increase our joy, for on those you have rescued from slavery to sin, freedom. Those who have been rescued, you bestow eternal gladness. That the Lord has freed us from sin. He's freed us from that slavery, and it leads to our joy. It leads to our wanting to be glad and not be somber. Our joy is a fruit of our freedom. Even those who went off, those 72, they were sent off in pairs. They had to taste a freedom of the Lord's goodness first. They had to know who he was and how to be free in him in order to be sent out. And they were sent out in friendship, the second source of our joy. You recognize the Lord sent out 72, but he didn't send them out alone. He sent them out in pairs. He sent them with a buddy, with a friend. Now, he could have covered more ground if he had sent out the 72 alone. Okay, you go here, you go here, you go here. 72 different places. But the Lord wasn't about that math problem. He wanted to send them out to 36 places in pairs. And that's not something just to gloss over here. The Lord sends us out in friendship. Because when I have a friend with me, there's just something different there. There's something unique. I know that I'm not alone in this. Even the freedom I've tasted personally from Christ, I share it with the one with me. And that charity that we share, that joy that just bubbles over in itself is evangelistic. It in itself is a proclamation of how good God is. On our trip, there were so many joyful moments like this. I remember a lot of them happened kind of towards the end of our trip when we had been filled up in freedom. We had dropped off so many chains and bags at the conference. And then we went to the amusement park and we split up in groups. And it was great to hear the stories of those groups throughout the day. And then when we got back on the bus, we all had those t-shirts on with Jesus on it in the conference theme Fearless, and that image of Jesus was really striking. And so you saw them walking out into the amusement park, maybe like sheep among wolves, like those 72 were sent out. But they weren't sent alone, they were sent in groups, and our group kept experiencing people along the way. One group met a woman who was having a health problem, and they actually had the freedom to pray with her right there in a shop. right there at an amusement park. They prayed with her. They spoke to her about their faith. So many times people would see our shirts and, hey, I like your shirt. And it gave an opportunity to invite them into some of the graces that we had received. Even some in our group maybe had an earache that day or a headache or something going on. Because we had grown so much in our faith throughout the weekend, we had the freedom just to pray over one another right there in the amusement park. Maybe we were in line for a ride or waiting for lunch. There were these moments of joy that just were contagious. People saw it. People recognized it. And they delighted in it because of how good it was. And this is a place that I want to invite all of us. How is God good to you? How has God given you moments of freedom? How has God maybe placed a friend in your life that you can walk with? These are places and sources of joy that we are called to have as Christians in the world. And we Christians, we get accused of a lot of things. Maybe one of those top things we're accused of, why are you so joyful? With all the negativity, with all the darkness in the world, with all the doom and the gloom, Christians, why are you so joyful? What do you got to smile about? What are you laughing about? And then it gives us a chance to share in freedom where we've found life, where we've found the source of our joy. So brothers and sisters, I just invite you to that place today. Let's be that body of Christ rooted in truth, rooted in the joy we found in friendship and freedom, that Jesus, on this Independence Day weekend, would remind us who we are and how we celebrate that life with one another.